Good morning. 925 here. Still got some fog out there, 58 degrees. Wednesday Talk Around continues, and every Wednesday we talk with the good folks at OSPTI in Breckenridge, and always great information. Talking with Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I've got I call them my titanium twins, both of my knees. We're talking knee pain today, and what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so knee pain can kind of occur through when we're young, youth, kids, all the way up through our adult life. Approximately 25% have experienced knee pain that affects the function of their knee. So starting with the youth, knee pain can occur in the growing children. Pain can reduce the participation in physical activities, which then can lead to problems later on in life. A lot of the knee pain is because of growth in the children that can affect on how our hip and our knee and our foot align together. And then with the increase of the youth activities and sports, kids tend to feel that repetitive anterior knee pain, we call it. And so that can cause a lot of like the patellar, the kneecap pain that occurs in the front of the knee. It's due to that imbalance of that hip, knee, and ankle positioning and can cause like jumping, running, things like that. Later on in life, we can get into our teen years where we get more of the ligament tears. So your athletes get the ACLs, the MCLs, things like that, the IT band syndrome. That is an overuse injury. And that's more kind of your outer knee. That pain occurs on the outside of your knee. And that is overuse with running, jumping. It's just due to a lot of the weakness in our outside of our hips. And so we still go back to that, how we're aligning. We call it the model walk. We want to avoid those hips dropping side to side. We want to keep our levels, our pelvis level. And the knees kind of take the brunt of it when it's actually weakness in our hips. And then we can get into our adult life with the osteoarthritis or arthritis in the knee. That can kind of occur anywhere in the knee where cartilage has broken down. It begins more at a mild state, but then gradually gets worse as time goes on. And then that can lead to your total knees, things like that, where we have to look at. But us as physical therapists, if we kind of catch it early, or patients can avoid those surgeries if they get in and see their therapist ahead of time. And we work on finding that good positioning of our hip and knee and ankle alignment. And we try to strengthen and stabilize in that position to avoid that big surgery of a total knee. And sometimes we can correct it and not having that cost going forward for that patient.
So definitely an ounce of prevention is what you're talking here. And with that comes some great information, too, that can avoid some surgeries later on, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So basically the therapist will take a look on how we're positioned, how we're standing, how we're walking, how are we squatting, and work on educating that patient, but then also give you probably a lifetime of exercises that you probably want to continue with so that you keep that, maintain that good health throughout the knee and work on that stabilization so it doesn't take the brunt with our normal daily activities.
Well, I love this information that you give us every week, definitely, and you've done some myth-busting for me today too, Rizzy. So people are experiencing knee pain or they want to talk to you about this. What is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725, and hopefully have this information up on our social media as well, so check it out. And if you have more questions, you can drop us a message there as well.
Great. Have a great rest of the week, Rizzy. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good. You as well.
We chat with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Not a great day for the cattle market yesterday. To find out more about what happened, we visited with Dwayne Bussey from Bold Marketing in Britain, South Dakota.
What happened today? Limit down? I didn't get to see too much of a story on why.
Yeah, limit down today. Probably started